Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peo Daf from Base in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Halacha Base. We're starting Daf from Aleph on Base in the two dots. The Gemara brings a quote of a Mishnah in Meseches Ksuvis. The Mishnah says, "Tamun Taninon Ha'isha Shenoflo Nechosim Ad Shelo Yisisaris." If a woman inherit Nechosim properties before she got engaged, so Bichar Bisila both agree that she could sell these properties because it belongs to her and she owned it before she got engaged. But if she got it once she got engaged, she could still sell it with no issues. She should not sell, but if she sells, it does work, as we'll see soon. So Pirchas asked Abreisi, in Meseches Eidos, we have a list of all the things that Beis Hillel are more machmer than Bichamai. Usually Bichamai more machmer. But there's a list. These are the things that Beis Hillel are more machmer. He asks, why this Mishnah and Ksuvis is not on the list? L'chura, Bichamai are more makel on the woman that she can sell, and Beis Hillel are more machmer. Says the Gemara, we're only talking about something which is chumro to all sides or kulo to all sides. Here, yes, for the woman, it's a kulo according to Bichamai and a chumro according to Bisila. But for the husband, so Bisila more makel and Bichamum or more machner. This depends on where you look at. From the woman's perspective, Bichamai more makel. From the husband's perspective, Bisila more makel. So therefore it's not on the list, because the list only things which is not subjective. It's an objective chumro and kul. Says the Gemara Daf Nun Beis, v'ataninon, what about the following Mishnah? Bichamai yomim hefker la'aniim hefker, harayu kal la'aniim, v'chomer hu la'bal habayis, v'taniso. Says the Gemara, v'in Meseches Eidos, we quote our Mishnah, the Mishnah we learned earlier. The Beit Shammai say Hefker La'anim is a Hefker, even though it's not Hefker La'ashir. And Beis Hillel say it's not a Hefker until it's Hefker for Anim and Ashir. Now there, that's a cooler for the Anim. For the Beit Shammai, more makel for the Anim. The ones that Balabayis does mafker for them, only for them, the Hefker works. And it's a chumer for Balabayis, because even the Balabayis wants to change his mind, he can't change his mind, it's already Hefker. And according to Beis Hillel, it's the opposite. It's a kula for Balabais. He's happy, he can change his mind. I mean, he's not a hefker. And it's a chumra to the anim. It's still listed over there, even though it's not an objective kula and chumra. Says the Gemara, kalu la'anim ve'ein ochumra Balabais, shemidai toy hufkiru. So the more there, it's kal anim. And that's why Bichamai omeikel, Beis Hillel omachmer. Hi! For the Balabais, it's the opposite. It's not. Because the Balabais was mafkir. Balabais says, I want this to be hefker for the anim, and he really meant it. Now he wants to change his mind. That's not considered to be a kula and chumra. His question is, he said he wants to be hefker. The question is it effective or not? It's not considered to be a kula or chumra if you say it is effective or not effective. Omalei v'atanino, now we go back to our Mishnah. You have a grain, you have a bundle, which is next to the fence, next to the pile of grain, next to the animals and next to the vessels, v'shochichoi, and there areyu kal lebalabais v'choy mulanim. According to Beit Shammai, this is not shechicho, and it's very good for balabais, but it's a chumra for the poor. And according to Beis Hillel, it's the opposite, v'taniso, and it's still mentioned in the list of Meseches Eidos. Why? It's not objective. Omalei kal lebalabais v'einu choy mulanim. Shadayim loyzochu bahim. He says, no, there it's kal to balabais, and it's not a chumra to anim, because they're not zoichen it. We're talking about here, you have grain. So shayla is this shechicho you have to leave it for the poor, or not? We're talking about from the perspective of balabais only. From the oni's perspective, he never got it. So it's not a chumra kulo. There's no specific oni right now who's willing to take this. So we talk about only from the perspective of the Balabais, if you lose it or not, that's what it's considered to be, the Beit Shammai or Mekel, and Beis Hillel or Machmer. Says the Gemara, Shadayin lo zocha b'hem. So according to this svara, say the sedi b'ksuvus. The when you have a isha who is selling her properties, you say b'chamai say he could sell, and b'sil say he can't, she cannot sell. So the chur b'chamai will make on the isha. Hi, they're machmir on the husband. The husband was not zeichen it yet. He didn't get it exactly like the aniyim in our case. Says the Gemara, Amalei mikivan shekicho leschuso uleschuso inoflu. Says no. There the husband already started the process of being her husband. So once he did kiddushin and now she inherited, whatever she inherited went to her and his prop eschus. And he's saying the husband is going to lose out. That's because it to be a chumro. That's why it's not mentioned in the list in 8 years. Because it's a kula for her and a chumra for him. But the case of the anim, they didn't get anything. They have no shaykhs to it. So the Gemara of Yudo, Omru Lifneir among Gamliel, they ask on Gamliel, Hulva Aruso Ishtoi Venesu Ishtoi. Minatoiro, and Aruso and Anesuo were basically the same. Mazu Michrobotel, Avzu Michrobotel. The same way by Nesu, everybody agrees that a woman is already completely married after Kiddushin and after Chuppah, and she inherits something and she sells it, the sale is void and the husband can take it back. But by Arusa, you're saying that according to B'chavin, she can sell, and according to B'silel, she shouldn't sell a chatchila, but the evidence does work, as we mentioned before. So it says the Gemara, what's the difference between an Isuo and Arusa? Mazu michur batel, avzu michur batel. The same, but in so you say that it's batel. She also by Rusi say the same thing. Omelam, he answered them. Bechadoshim onu boishim. Elashatem egalgal mimonu ayashonim. Says, we are not very happy, very pleased with the fact that the new, meaning whatever she got as a nesuo, the husband is allowed to extract from the kuchos. We don't really understand it. Why is that so? That you want to come and say that even a Russo, I mean, what she got before she got married, the older ones, she got an earlier stage. Also, there, the husband can extract it. We don't understand this. Of course, don't add in it more. And that's what the Gemara says, Elim Chadoshim Mishinises. Elim Eishonim Achaloi Nises Venises. The new ones are the ones that she got only once she got married. The old ones is what she got before she got married, and then eventually she got married. Meaning, even if she got married eventually, because she sold it as an aruso, the husband cannot extract it. And that's what Gemara concludes, that Rav Gamliel says, we don't really know why Chachamim said that a husband has the power to extract the mechir of a isha. So we say it only by nesuo. We're not going to say it also by aruso. Halacha gimel zok the Mishnah, Rosh Yashur's oimer shekenegdo yimuchiach. The way Rav Chaim explains it is like this. When you have a shurs, meaning you have sheaves on the ground, and you have one that was forgotten, you cannot determine that it's forgotten until you saw what's going on with the row right across from it. Meaning, when you have a row going from east to west, and you forgot one in the middle, but right next to that middle, you have row, another potential row going from north to south. So maybe this belongs to the north to south row. So until you don't pick up the north to south row, you don't know what's going to happen with this sheaf. It could be this bundle is part of that row. If he's going to take out both the east to west row and the north to south row, and this is, remains there, that's shechicha. But as long as you can connect it with some row to some direction, it's not shechicha yet. We're in daf and base and one base. The Mishnah goes on and says, Oimer sheichzik bo lo licho leir. He took a oimer, he picked it up to go to the city. Veshochach moidim shein shechicha. The moidim that's not a shechicha. Meaning here, everybody agrees that it's not a shechicha once he picked it up, not like the brisa that we saw in the previous daf, according to Rabbi Elazar, that says the only b'chamai hold, it's not a shechicha in this case. Continues the Mishnah and says, Eilim Rosh Yashurs. So Rabbi Chaim says this is not a continuation of the previous part of the Mishnah. That's a different Rosh Yashurs. The one before we spoke about, as we mentioned, east to west, north to south, that's one Rosh Yashurs. Now we're talking about a different case. Shnayim shitchilu be'emtza Ashuro. You have two people and they're harvesting the field or they're picking up from the field. One is taking a row and going to the north. The other one is taking a row going to the south. They forgot one between them. The one went to the north thought that the other person is taking it. The one went to the south thought that the first person is taking it. So lifneiim v'lachrein, they forgot something before they started, meaning the one between them, and they forgot something as they're going forward and they're picking it up. Shelifneiim shiricho, whatever's in front of them that they don't pick up, it's a shiricho, like any other shiricho. V'shalachareim ain't a shiricho, but the one that was behind them before they started, that's not shiricho, because each one of them didn't forget it. He just started one after. So that's why that's not shiricho. Now the Mishnah continues with another case. According to Rav Chaim, this case is a third case, which is not the same case that we said just now. Hayachid sheyitchil mirosh ha-shuro, yav hayachid who starts picking up the shuro. V'shokach lefonov v'lacharov. So here, lefonov v'lacharov means, literally, lefonov means he didn't get to it yet. Lacharov means he already passed it. Shelefonov v'ne shericho, whatever lefonov is not shericho, because he didn't get to it yet. Shelacharov shericho, whatever he passed, it is shericho. Shehu beval tosho, because there you have to return to go back to pick it up, so that's why it's shericho. Zakla, this is the rule. Kol shehu beval tosho, anything which is don't go back to pick it up, shericho. That's because it'd be a shericho. Kol sheinu beval tosho, ain't a shericho. Anything that you're not in the, you have no issue to go back and pick it up, it's not a shericho. Meaning this is the rule of the entire Mishnah. Anything that you already went through it, then you can't go back. Going back is the issue. If it's under the category of going back, that's called shericho. If it's not under the category of going back, it's not shericho. And this goes to three cases of the Mishnah. The first case was, maybe the row is from north to south instead of east to west. So I never went to it. It's not considered to be going back. It belongs to a different row. The second case is two people starting their harvest, starting to pick up. One is going to one side, one is going to the other side. The one in the middle, nobody went through. There's no going back yet. And in the third case, we're talking about a person who's harvesting his field. Whatever he passed through, it's not going back. Whatever he did not get to yet, it's not considered to be to go back. It's the first time he's going there. In order for something to be shiricho, it needs to be that he's going back to pick it up. That you know how to do. That's where you have to give shiricho to the poor. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo, Daf Nun Beis.